Now on Mitchell's front page, talking real estate with Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate, station sponsors.
Very good morning to Rosa and Gina. How are you both this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Looking well. And Gina, you're looking particularly refreshed this morning.
Thank you. I've been cruising.
A few photos on the West End Instagram about Japan. Mm-hmm. What's Japan like?
It's very interesting. Look, I didn't get to see a lot of it because we were cruising and we just stop into ports and have a bit of time there. But it really is a place of contrast because you can be driving through skyscrapers and billboards, and all of a sudden you come across a shrine that's I guess traditional Japan, or a forest with a shrine in it, and it's you just wouldn't even know that you were in the middle of Tokyo. And what I found interesting was Tokyo's on reclaimed land.
Oh, really? Did you know that, Rosa?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I've never been to Japan.
Well, I haven't been to Japan either. I've been to a few other countries in Asia. But you'd recommend for all the listeners to go?
I think if you do go over there, have a plan as to where you are going, because it can probably be a little bit overwhelming to get into this city of Tokyo and just, it's like, where do we go?
Is it super crowded?
Look, in certain places, yes. Yeah, and other places, no. But there are plenty of signboards up there. The people are extremely helpful over there. My friend and I, we didn't quite know how to get back to our hotel on the first day we were there, and we were looking at a big signboard, and an old man stopped and asked us where we wanted to go, and we just, sign language, and he pointed us in the right direction. So we got quite a bit of that.
How widely spoken is English?
It's very basic.
Do you speak any Japanese?
No.
So that's a problem.
Sign language is good.
Sign language is very good.
What sort of cuisine do you usually have over there? Because I understand that what we have here is quite a westernized version, they say, of sushi, etc.
Yeah. I didn't see any of the wrapped sushi that we normally get, with the smoked salmon and the avocado in it.
Apparently avocado is a bit of a no-no.
Well, yeah, I didn't see any over there. They had the other sushi where they have the rice and the piece of raw fish over the top of it.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of tempura stuff, the tuna that's seared, which was absolutely delicious. Tempura seaweed, which was unreal. Mm. Yeah.
Sounds good. Mm. Well, we better get on to real estate. I just wanted to ask maybe a bit about lease breaking today, because people's circumstances change. Is it quite common in your experience for people to break a lease, to a 12-month lease after a few months or 6 months pulling out?
Sometimes.
We go
Not
through
all the
spikes.
Time. Yeah.
Is it difficult to break a lease?
No, but it can be costly.
How much? Well, it's probably how long is a piece of string. But what are the costs that people face if they do decide to break a lease?
Well, they need to continue to pay rent until another tenant has been approved by the landlord. And that's the other thing, tenants need to remember that once you're in a fixed term tenancy, sometimes it's a period of 12 months, that the landlord still needs to approve the incoming tenants that may be taking the remainder of your lease over.
I see.
So, yeah, and then there could be break lease costs such as advertising and pro rata lease fees. So,
what is the lease fee? I've read about that.
Okay. So every time a property is vacant and we find a new tenant for the owner, we charge the owner a lease fee.
I see.
So and it covers it basically covers a lot of our
labor.
Yeah.
So if you are 6 months into a 12-month lease, you'd be liable for half the leasing fee, pro-rata amount.
We pro-rata it on a daily basis. Yep, we have a formula.
Oh, that's very straightforward. Yep. Is it easy to find another tenant usually, or sometimes not?
It depends. It varies. Different times of the year, there is an influx of tenants around. It's just a matter of, suiting the right person. That's all it comes down to.
And I know you always say the application has to be approved, but does it help if the tenant finds a replacement themselves? Because as I keep saying, I've seen a lot on Gumtree and all of these sort of places. Oh, there's a great two-bedroom house available. Yep. Come on down,
Yep. No, the tenant can't approve another tenant, but I mean, the tenant just needs to tell prospective tenants to come in and pick up applications from our office and have them complete so that we can do the right checks for on the applications.
And if a new tenant comes in, do you sign a 12-month tenancy agreement with the new tenant or a 6-month or whatever it is? Or does the new tenant finish off the tenancy agreement that was previously in place, or does it vary?
It varies. It depends on the landlord and their circumstances and the incoming tenant and the outgoing tenant.
Excellent.
Most times it's normally a new 12-month lease because people like to be settled.
Yeah, yeah. Any final words of wisdom on anything?
Always check with your agent if you are thinking of breaking your lease, just to see what costs are involved and what the process is.
And work it out early, I suppose.
Yeah, as soon as you know, let your agent know. Don't leave it to the last 28 days because...
I have to be gone on Friday.
Yeah.
And you need to be available for us to show prospective tenants through a property as well.
Yeah.
You know, so don't make it too difficult for us to try and lease a property.
Excellent. We'll try and ask about that as well, maybe that process, maybe next week. Thanks for coming in. Good to catch up. Welcome back, Gina.
Back into reality.
We'll catch
it
up.
It doesn't take long.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.